Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hi, and welcome once again to History Dweebs. I am Tim. Welcome to the podcast where we take a lighthearted look at the dark side of history. The topic of our podcast today is consensual murder, the death of Sharon LaPaca. It's a thriller, Brandy.
It's not really murder if it's consensual, Timmy.
Well, she was murdered. She was killed. A guy got arrested
for
murder.
She was dead.
Can we
But
get
she
into
was
the
like, let's okay,
story.
Let's get into Brandy time. Just tell
I'm
us
not
what
worried about Brandy
kind
time.
Of crazy shit you got going
okay,
on
well,
in your devil life.
Before
how
we
many
do,
babies have you sacrificed? What have you done?
I'm about ready to sacrifice one big baby.
Before we get into that, let us remind our audience.
You
Colonel.
Know what? This is an adult podcast. Get your candy ass. It can't handle a little bit of cussing, a little gruesome. You know, go to one of the podcasts. It'll tell you about how they get ripped up, dismembered, heart taken out, eaten, hearts eaten, violated, buried in a shallow grave.
Do you ever run out of
words? But they don't
words?
Cuss. You know, because we don't want to offend your goddamn sensibilities. So
we
go find something
so
better.
Many words.
Fuck you people.
We have been known to use adult language, Brandy.
Well, clearly.
Well, Brandy has, yeah.
Well, no, not him who just sat over there. And
we
yeah.
want to warn people in case they're offended by that. They can check
he
out one of
he uses too many words.
Yes. We just use a language, period.
He uses so many words.
People may be offended by the volume of language that we use.
I am.
What's wrong with that? You know, I don't get
death
this whole,
of Sharon
whole
LaPaca.
Thing. What's wrong with them?
With who?
I mean, the people that we've gotten criticism on the reviews at times for our language. And I just think, okay, you could talk about somebody ripping out a puppy's heart and eating it and doing whatnot and everything else. As long as you don't cuss, you're fine.
It is hotter than Satan's asshole in this office.
You know what? That's what I was just thinking. That's Satan balls on Tuesday.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, okay. Well, let me introduce our panel since they seem eager to be introduced.
I don't.
Let me introduce a lady who is known throughout the land as Brandy the Benevolent, the very heartwarming and tender Queen Brandy the First. How are you today, Brandy?
I'm okay, Timmy. How are you?
I'm wonderful.
Okay, now that was a nice Brandy time.
What's going on in your life, Brandy, that you would like to share?
Get ready to move. And
this woman in this story is really kinky, so I'm sure you can relate to some of this, perhaps.
I feel like that there would be judgment on me if I even remotely
now,
relate
are
to
you
any
moving
of it.
In the middle of the night?
Oh, you're moving.
On the end of the month.
Yeah, no. Why are you moving?
I hated doing that when I was a kid.
Yeah. No, not this
keep
time.
Keep ahead of the bill collectors.
Parents waking you up like, come on, we got to move now.
Yeah, remember when bill collectors used to come to the house?
They did. Yeah, I do. We were too poor to have bills, Timmy. We didn't even
yeah, but
have
you
bills.
Know what? Now, even if it's just some little girl selling candy knocking at my door, I'm like, I'm not fucking answering the door. No, everybody, be quiet.
Yeah, you got like AC/DC playing and everything, and then yeah. The door, and someone knocks on the door, and all of a sudden it's dead quiet.
Yeah,
you're hiding under the sofa or something.
Right, and it's some little girl wanting to sell candy for Girl Scouts or whatever the
yeah.
fuck.
Yeah, yeah, people scare me when they come to my door.
I'm not like, you know like what? I'm not allowed to answer. I'm not allowed to talk to Girl Scouts.
I'm sure.
No, because it's a scam. They look at you with those cute little faces and little eyes.
You buy a shit ton of cookies, don't you?
I do, and I'm like, how is I going to tell the girl?
You don't need any Girl Scout cookies.
First of all, they sell it outside of Kroger's.
I don't appreciate that.
So, if I'm going to Kroger's?
I feel accosted.
Can't I buy my own fucking cookies at Kroger's? Why do I need to buy? Why, you know, it's like putting a bar, you know, it's like selling booze outside of a bar or something.
First of all.
You know, and you already coming out with your fudge sticks, which you really got your heart set on, you know, and then they come at you. And then you end up spending $120 on a bunch of cookies that you don't really need.
Jesus Christ.
And they're not the best. Let's face it. No, they're not the best cookies.
They are. They are. Shortbread chocolate covered ones.
I don't like them. I mean,
and you know, I do have
some. I'm not surprised that you don't like something.
No, I mean, they're you know, Lord knows how long they've sat around. Probably since, you know, the mid-70s or something.
Well, first of all, it's for a good cause. But if they're smart, they would do like that one little girl did and set up outside the marijuana dispensary.
Exactly.
That is a girl that we need to keep track
of. Now, here's what I want to know. Now that they're letting girls into the Boy Scouts.
Oh, that nasty-ass popcorn. I fucking hate that popcorn.
Are the Boy Scouts going to start selling cookies? Because finally, I'll be happy to have a goddamn Boy Scout show up in my house.
Yeah, they sell that
don't
nasty
sell,
fucking
show up
popcorn.
With the goddamn popcorn. I don't want the popcorn.
I hate that shit. It's nasty.
Kiss my ass.
Brandy, what else is going on with you?
So
you're moving.
I'm moving. Mm-hmm. And you know what?
Did you get evicted?
That's enough from my parents' basement.
Are you that person I saw in the court case?
Oh, the guy that got evicted from his parents after 40 years or something?
No, I'm not that guy. But, you know, I'm not being evicted. It was just, you know, it's time to go.
You're going to spread your wings and fly.
I'm gonna move back in with my husband like a grown-up.
Well, I'm sure Dave is looking forward to that.
I don't know that he is. No,
I don't think he's all that excited about it.
But, you know.
He's like, shit, I can't walk around in my.
Well, no, that wouldn't stop him. But now he's, you know.
Boxers. And...
Well, it's going to, you know, it might cut into his PlayStation time.
Oh, I'm sure
and,
it will.
I mean, you know, there's
you'll be hogging the controllers.
I don't think that's the issue. I don't think that's the
issue. All right. Well, no, yeah, but no getting high anymore. No sitting around in your boxers. No watching porn.
First of all, Dave.
I think that's Dave.
First of all, yeah. My husband does not get high.
Oh.
Love his heart. He probably should.
He probably should, yeah.
But he does
not. Might like it.
Huh?
He might like it.
Well, no, it's not that he's never gotten high. He just doesn't anymore. And it's, you know. So then if I do, then it's all, you know. Well, I'm the only stoned
one
here,
imagine,
and that's no fun.
Can you imagine being married to her and not getting high? Carl?
No. Not being on morphine or none of that shit. No.
That feels hurtful. I'm
so,
a delight.
Well, good luck in your move, Brandy.
Thank you.
I hope things work out well for you.
We have a bunch of strong men. I don't think he went with a moving company where all the men wear kilts. I'm a little disappointed in that.
Yeah, you have to pay more for that.
Well, and I'm willing to, but... Yeah, alas.
Let me introduce.
You know what? I'm tired. I need no introduction.
I'm
the colonel, goddammit.
Well,
I'm Rick James.
Let me introduce the man.
I'm Rick. I'm the colonel, bitch.
Who is known, at Brandy, as an oasis in the desert of despair.
By no one.
A man who is, well, really considered the moral compass of podcasting today.
Also no one.
The very honorable, the colonel, Reverend Charles Beauregard. Hawk Walters III, affectionately known as the Southern Gentleman. How are you today, Colonel?
I'm not good, Timmy.
Oh.
What's wrong,
good.
Colonel? Please tell us. Well, our listeners are dying to know. You got your mic fixed so we can hear you?
I think I do. I don't. Timmy, I've been thinking about. I shouldn't watch the news.
They're trying to quiet you. Silence
they are.
You.
They're trying to take a sense of me. I've been watching the news.
Uh-huh.
And when you watch the news, what is everything about the whole immigration thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So.
This is not what we're doing.
All
here.
I'm thinking about is I go to Taco Bell.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've never been to Taco Bell when I got my order right.
I don't understand how this can go anywhere but downhill.
You know why? Because if we'd open up the borders and put the right people, somebody please, I don't care what country they come from, just get my goddamn gorditas right.
You're kidding me.
No. He's concerned about his gorditas.
Yeah.
He needs to be concerned about his gorditas. I thought Renee kept your gorditas on a shelf somewhere.
I just want my gorditas, right? And when I say gordita and somebody looks at me like they don't even know what I'm talking about, it's disturbing. And I think, you know what? This is you're changing my mind. We need more Swedish or Danish or whatever.
Oh, the Swedes make a hell of a gordita.
Yeah.
Danish make very good breakfast rolls.
Keep that put away.
And I don't want to get Shirley Strap mad, But I've been.
She will joke a bitch.
I got further and further.
This is Canadian Day this week, so be careful.
But as I got further and further into this, reading about, you know, some of the problems in building a wall and everything. Do you know we're not building a wall up along the Canadian border, Tim?
Yeah, I know that. We're not building on the southern border either.
We're just those people are just going to be. We're going to get invaded by Canadians.
I say we build it on the east and west coast so people can't swim into the country, Brandy. What do you say about that?
Yeah. I
think we build a dome so people can't fly into the country.
First of all, the Canadians probably don't want to come here that much. But let's move away.
Okay.
Happy birthday, Rachel Flynn.
Yes, Rachel.
Happy birthday, Rachel. I'm just saying, if we really want security, we need lasers. We need a Death Star.
What about sharks with lasers?
We need sharks with goddamn sharks with freaking lasers.
Yeah.
I mean, I keep hearing these crazy ass solutions, and if they just put me in charge, I would have a death dome above the whole country.
I want to be in charge of the Death Star.
But then
I don't ask for much.
The only question I would ask people to get into the country is, can you get my goddamn Gordita order right?
I want to be in charge of the Death Star so I can wear that badass cape.
I think if someone can swim from Europe, they should be allowed in. What do you think about that?
I would agree with that.
Thank you, Brandon.
I'm down with that one. I think that you've shown yourself worthy.
Yes.
But you have to swim straight here. Like, there's no breaks. You can't get on a boat for an hour. Come on now.
I mean, can you stop at Iceland for a breather? Or?
It's cold.
Well, I mean, if you're swimming that far, you know, that's kind of a haul.
Yeah, it seems like cheating to me. Then you're only swimming from Iceland.
So you're saying they really should swim from, like, the European
mainland. If they want to come from England. And I actually think we need more people from England here.
Uh-huh.
Because you know why?
Why?
Because
they can make a gordita.
There are too many twats walking around that don't get called twats, Timmy.
I see.
And the British.
And wankers. Yes.
And I learned this from our dear friend.
Beverly. Or Jim.
Over across the pond. Ben.
Ben. Yes.
Yeah. Yes, it's very common to call somebody a wanker.
Yeah.
And we don't call people wankers enough.
I call you a wanker every day.
Well, yeah, but you're just vile and foul.
Hey, I got an idea. Let's talk about the story.
Fine.
Yeah. You opened that can with him. You introduced him.
Well, I have to introduce him.
I'm just saying.
He's well liked. People like him.
When I run for president in 2020, and I'm going to be running... My whole thing.
Are you
announcing it
today?
My platform is gonna. I might be running it fast. I'm gonna build.
You're gonna talk to your family about it.
I'm gonna talk to my family. Pray on it.
He's not saying he's not running.
Yeah, I'm gonna build a goddamn death dome across the whole country.
How is the Colonel's Revival coming in? Planning for that. The Colonel's Revival, of course, is
going
to be held in October.
My fucking reflux act up. I gotta find a Tums.
It's going good. You know what? I found a natural remedy. I'm going to get. It's going to save your life, devil.
A natural remedy would be not being around you to get my reflux going.
So,
can we get started with the goddamn story?
Absolutely. Okay. Consensual murder: the death of Sharon LaPaca. In the early 1990s, Brandy, the internet was new and full of potential. People from all walks of life, Colonel, were signing online and exploring everything from current events to much, much darker subject matter, Brandy. You remember American Online when you get that disc and
you got the dial tone, that really screechy sound?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, it costs like $3 an hour or something. My first AOL bill was like $300.
I'm not surprised.
Sometimes I'm a little compulsive.
$300? How much?
Well, wait a minute.
And, you know, here's the thing. For $300 back in those days, you could only download three pictures.
No. I was in chat rooms.
Here's the best part. It probably had to be some kind of even number.
Yeah.
I was in it like Asian beauty chat rooms.
Yeah. Good thing I was sitting down for that.
Yeah. Anyway, the internet was hot. One of
Did you start the Asian beauty chat room?
No.
You an admin?
I wasn't. I was just a member. One of those people who were very active on the internet was Sharon LaPaca. Remember IRC Colonel?
Oh, I still use IRC.
You're on the dark web.
I'm on the dark. No, you know what? I found a place that I can get MP3s and electronic books.
Mm-hmm. So you're.
It's a book swapping room.
Did you know Amazon sells sex toys? I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't
you
know that.
Go to
it's life changing. We go in health and beauty, it's in the health department.
The electric slide was about in the other category.
I have to look at that. It's
life-changing.
Did
you see that electric slide was about a dildo?
Mm-hmm. I did not. Yeah, I saw it.
That was on the internet. You learn a lot on the internet, Brian.
Well, I will dance to it at the next wedding.
All right. So one of the people active in the early 90s was Sharon LaPaca. She was active online.
We should go to Dildo Newfoundland. I think that would be a place to go. Dildo days are coming up.
I don't have anything to wear.
I don't think you need anything to wear. Just a coat.
Sharon would soon develop numerous online businesses, Brandy, to supplement her monthly income.
We can get a t-shirt of Captain Dildo.
But Sharon had a darker side, Brandy.
Oh, they always do.
She fantasized about being sexually tortured and murdered.
Who doesn't?
It wasn't long.
No. I fantasize about torturing and murdering you.
Oh, okay.
Not in a sexy way, though.
Okay.
Like in a...
I still feel painful, gross way.
What?
I still feel flattered.
Okay.
Now it wasn't long before she met someone on the on the World Wide Web.
On the webs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who was willing to make her fantasies come true, Brandy.
Yeah. Mm. You know.
This is a pretty dark story. You ready for this?
Yeah. You know, everybody's got their other half.
Everyone's got their own little kink. Sharon Renee LaPaca was born on September 20th, 1961. So she was born a few months after me, Brandy.
Okay.
In Baltimore, Maryland, she was the first of four daughters born to Jewish parents, Mr. and Mrs. Abraham LaPaca. I don't know why they're crucial to this story, but I named them anyway.
Why is the fact that they're Jewish crucial?
Does that come into play? Our listeners really like a lot of information.
It seems a little anti-Semitic to me.
No, nothing anti-Semitic about it. They're just Jewish.
I don't think that's necessary. It's not germane to the story, Timmy.
Sharon was a
Germaine,
gift.
It's not Jermaine Jackson to the story.
It's not Jermaine,
is it?
Yeah. It's not Tito to the story.
Tito's my favorite.
No, Joe Jackson died.
I know.
But not Shoeless Joe Jackson. Well, he died too, but not this week. Sharon was a gifted child, Brandy, and did very well in school. She played basketball and softball in high school, much like yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Softball.
Lesbian.
Really?
I had to go there.
Of course you did.
She was very popular
amongst the other girls.
her teachers and other students. Especially.
much like the devil. She was popular with her teachers.
Oh, yeah.
And softball players,
yeah.
Oh, aren't you guys funny?
She was known to always seem to be happy and even bubbly, Brandy.
Yeah, she was probably stoned.
Kind of like, mm-hmm.
Kind
of like me, happy and bubbly.
I like to think I'm bubbly, goddammit.
After finishing high school in 1979, I graduated in 79.
I was five.
Mm-hmm. She went through a series of jobs, Brandy.
5 years old.
Including an 18-month stint as a clerk in the FBI fingerprint lab. You know, I worked for the FBI.
What, right.
Mm-hmm.
But that would be pretty awesome.
I may or may not be working for the FBI right now.
Well, Chuck Barris. Simmer down.
Yeah, it was CIA, I think.
Whatever.
And Gong Show. You have both of those on your resume.
Well, you're invaluable. You got a lot going on.
You have transverbal skills. And he could use the unknown comment as a reference.
Nice.
1991, Brandy, at the age of 29.
Okay.
She quit Judaism and married a Catholic, Brandy, Colonel. Victor LaPaca.
Oh.
Wait a minute.
She married a Catholic.
Wait a minute. What's her parents' names?
Abraham and something.
Abraham and what? What's the last name?
I don't know. Maybe the last name is Abraham. I'm sorry. The last name was Abraham.
Okay, because I thought...
I think I did say LaPaca. I got that wrong. Her parents' last name were Abraham.
I was confused.
Okay. So she marries... because, it would be a coincidence if her last name
LaPaca.
Was LaPaca.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like that's a real common name. It's not like Jones.
But she married Victor LaPaca, who was Catholic, Colonel.
Good old Vic.
Colonel's family's from Ireland. He's a lot of Catholic.
Oh, yes.
A lot of Catholics in his family.
No, we don't have a goddamn Catholic in our family, Timmy. Not a single goddamn Catholic in that whole thing. We're Protestant Irish, Timmy, and we don't appreciate being lumped with the other people.
Sorry, don't.
Savages?
Don't bomb my office. he was a construction supervisor. Victor was. Victor is a strong name. It signifies, it makes you think of a winner, doesn't it, Colonel? Victor.
Is he Irish? Not Irish Catholic. Is he?
No, he's just Catholic. I don't know what he's.
Italian Catholic?
I don't know.
Well, it would make sense if he was Italian Catholic and a construction supervisor.
Let's see if we find out as we go through the story.
Well, you would know.
They made a home in rural Hampstead, Maryland, Brandy. Now, this caused some friction between Sharon and her parents, as they did not approve of the marriage. That is why the religion part is significant, because they didn't, of course, they didn't want her to leave, you know, Judaism to marry Chuck, to marry Vic.
Chuck, why don't you join us on the podcast?
Yeah, please.
I'm looking up some information on Irish Protestants and Catholics.
Mm-hmm. No.
Sharon moved into her husband to a small ranch-style tract house in Hampstead, Maryland, in the early 1990s.
Have you ever been to Hampstead, Maryland?
I spent about a week in Hampstead, Maryland. There you go. Devil. They got a nice barbecue.
Did you live
place.
In a ranch? Did you stay in a ranch-style tract house while you were there?
No, actually, I stayed at a Holiday Inn, but they got a really good.
Oh, they did surgery the next day.
Earl's Barbecue, huh. Down to Hampstead.
Did you get free
Maryland.
Breakfast?
At the Holiday Inn? Uh-huh. No, I didn't. I mean, I did, but I don't.
Hotel.
I don't
motel.
Like those hotel Holiday Inn. Eggs.
I don't blame.
Because they're powdered.
Have you ever stayed in Dildo, Newfoundland?
I have not.
I'm surprised.
I have not.
The world traveler driven, that you are.
I've driven around it.
Have you?
Yeah.
You but not in it?
I've driven around
it. You took
a
the
lot
bypass.
Dildos, yeah.
But not in it?
Took the dildo bypass.
Yeah. I'm telling you, I'm going for dildo days. They're next month.
Well, take pictures. Send
Maybe.
Us a postcard.
We will see.
All right. So, because the hobo convention is coming up, Randy. So I'm looking forward to the hobo convention.
Are you going? Do you already have your rail car paid for?
No.
Okay,
I
Timmy. Now we've gone over this a number of times. What is the most important thing to do when you enter the hobo convention?
Candy dance.
No.
You got to watch because you get raped by the hobos.
What do you have to
Call
do?
Call
them
the rapesies.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Brandy knows.
Well, look at me, for Christ's sake. I got to call it.
So anyway, she marries...
I'm sweating like a whore in church over here.
She marries this she marries this Catholic dude, gives up her... She's losing her religion.
Yes.
Parents don't like it. But, you know, she likes the D from Victor.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
He's circumcised.
He is. We could talk about that if we...
Don't want to.
Okay. Okay, so...
do you prefer...
Nope, not talking about this.
But some believe... Do women generally have a preference?
Yes.
And it would be...
Would be?
Cut, right?
Mm-hmm. Cut?
Because it's cleaner, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Or it has the perception of cleaner.
Mm-hmm.
I just had mine trimmed.
Did you?
Yeah, I'm just trimmed.
In fringe?
Yeah.
Like on fringy boots?
Did you do it yourself?
I did it... I did it with I opened up a can of beans, used the lid.
It's like it's got fringe like cowboy boots. That's very nice. So it looks like a party favor when you have a hard on.
Oh, no wonder we get bad reviews, you guys.
It looks like one of those little Hawaiian leis you put on your neck. It looks like a lion.
Need like a little bow tie.
You know how they got the big...
Yeah, I'm familiar with lions, yes.
She's seen a lion before.
Oh, it looks like I got a neck brace on it.
Do you have the cone of shame on it?
I do.
Neck brace.
We were poor, man. We couldn't afford We couldn't afford the fancy doctors, Timmy. This was back before Obamacare. We just had ghetto care.
So you did your own circumstances.
Thanks, Obama.
Yeah. Thanks, Obama. Yeah.
All right. So now, Brandy, her high school classmates would later say that they thought her marriage was just a way for her to break away from her parents, Brandy.
Well, that's what most marriages are for.
All right, so they didn't have any children. Victor was a construction worker, as I said, and then Sharon was at home, so she wanted to start a small business at home. She tinkered with being an interior designer, Brandy.
She's an entrepreneur.
But she found herself drawn more and more to computers because this was the computer age, right?
Right.
The internet was relatively new, and Sharon looked for ways to profit from the World Wide Web. I remember that. Modems.
I remember upgrading mine to a 12... Or to, you know, upgrading my modem and getting it to like a 7800 or something.
Dude, first time I was online, I was with DOS.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, everybody was. Well, no, not kids.
I had a 286, yeah. And it was, I didn't have Windows. All right, so anyway, so she looks to make money on the internets. And her first initiative was selling a brochure online where she taught people the secrets of home decor, Brandy, for as little as $7. What do you think about that, Brandy?
That's a bargain.
$7
just for show me some feng shui.
Yeah, to get the brochure.
What do you think $7 for the goddamn brochure?
Yeah.
For $7, she needs to come decorate my house.
Yeah, she needs to hang some curtains.
Hmm. Yeah. Now, she had some moderate success in this venture. She started a business called Classified Concepts, in which she charged customers $50 to write ad copy. Well, that seems like a bargain, Brandy. Mm.
Does she have any experience?
No.
There you go. Okay.
Well, I'll do it for 45 then.
After some moderate success with these two ventures, though, after some, with her ad writing and her home decor, she moved on to something more questionable, online business, Brandy. In 1997, Sharon started a psychic hotline.
Yes! Miss Cleo.
In which she would tell fortunes to callers of a 900 number, 1-9 number.
Dionne Warwick. Psychic friends.
So this lady has a lot of talent, Brandy.
She's multifaceted.
Hold on, I'm just looking. Are you finishing page one?
Yeah.
You know. Okay, this is like the goddamn Jerry Lewis telethon. I'm waiting for him to come out and show us the board.
Do you know they canceled Jerry Springer?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He had a comment.
Well, first of all, you didn't know that.
I knew Jerry Springer. I just saw you quit. I didn't know they canceled it.
They canceled it.
Oh, yeah. It was a good run.
Was it? Mm-hmm. Was it a good run?
Beats being mayor of Cincinnati.
Well, yeah, no. He had the last laugh of all those,
Made a lot of money doing that.
He does.
Because you gotta, one thing I've learned from that show is you gotta drop the zero and get yourself a hero.
Oh, for sure. Right. One thing I learned is if somebody wants to take me to Stamford, Connecticut, tell me a secret,
you're not going.
I'm not going.
Yeah, think about the kids. Who's thinking about the kids?
Nobody's thinking about the kids.
So on these sites, these websites, she would post ads selling other services with the 1-900 number. That's when 1-900 numbers were all the rage, Brandy.
All the rage.
And she would receive a percentage of the revenue for every time someone called. Sharon began to advertise love spells and psychic counseling under the alias Villado Dionne, America's most powerful mystic.
Villado?
Villado. I guess V-I-L-A-D-O. Villado?
Villado.
Gelato?
Gelato. It's like gelato, only different. You insert it in somebody.
She even preyed on lovesick teenagers, Brandy.
Aw.
She posted ads
charity work.
She posted ads for love spells in a group devoted to teen romance, promising for only $9.95, she would guarantee the teens would attract the object of their affection.
Well, that seems like a bargain.
It does.
She posted ads on the Lonely Heart Club websites.
Do they even have those anymore?
I don't think. This is back then they did, probably.
I'll look them up.
She posted ads on the Lonely Heart Club websites promising love and marriage, Brandy. She placed numerous such ads on websites dedicated to men who were attracted to overweight females.
Chubby chasers.
Yeah.
Yeah. She even went so far as to advertise her own undergarments online.
There you go. That is a way to make money.
That's where the money is.
There's gold in there, them panties.
Give me your shorts, devil.
I don't think so.
This is the ad. Let me read the ad here. You want to read it sexy? It's highlighted.
Do it in your voice.
It's highlighted there. Slowly.
Easy. Hi, my name is Nancy. I am 25, have blonde hair, green eyes, am 5'6", and weigh 121 pounds. Is anyone out there interested in buying my worn panties or pantyhose?
Pantyhose.
This is not a joke or a wacky internet scam. I am very serious about this. If you're serious too, you can email me.
You've done this before, haven't you, Brandy? Have you ever worked for a 900 number?
Yes. No, I have not.
All right. In reality, of course, Sharon was not 25, and she was not blonde, and she weighed more than 121. She was 5'9", weighed 189 pounds, and she had dark hair. Colonel, your thoughts on that?
5'9", 185, that's pretty solid size.
189, but yeah. 4'9".
That's pretty tall woman, 5'9".
I'm 5'9".
Yeah.
Sharon had no qualms about advertising and selling products that would appeal to the lurid sexual fantasies and fetishes of her customers.
You know what the thing Victor about thought being of
5'9"?
I wonder what Victor thought of that.
Well, the thing about being 5'9", if you're a woman or a man, really, but a
I'm
woman,
not sure Victor knew all the details of his wife's.
You got a 30, 40-pound grace thing
mm-hmm.
because you got a big old big frame.
I do.
Yeah.
I do. I'm like 5'9", 5'10", weight, but I still weigh far too much. But that's okay.
We all weigh far too much.
I'm good.
Sharon sold pictures of her feet, Brandy.
I'm built for comfort, not for speed.
She sold pictures of her feet, Brandy.
Oh, my God. I could totally do that.
To men who had foot fetishes, which makes sense.
Yeah. You don't want to sell them if you're to the other people.
If you're a boob it's hard to sell them to other people.
If you're a boob man, you don't want pictures of feet showing up in your inbox.
She also sold her used socks and shoes that she had worn.
I don't know what to do. Well, that's called Craigslist now.
Yeah.
All of this is called Craigslist now. Yeah.
She apparently would sell or promise to sell anything. She sold pictures of herself smoking a cigarette. Apparently, there's a fetish for women
smokers. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What are they? Women are they a fetish for women smoking electric cigars? Or cigarettes?
Vaping, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know anything about fetishes. You know what?
But I'm hitting the trifecta manages. Here. I don't know why I'm sitting here with you fuckers when I could take pictures of my feet, take pictures of me smoking, send out my old drawers.
Well, look at this. She sold pictures of her husband in underwear to gay men.
Oh, well, yeah.
Claiming she was a 22-year-old college jock selling her briefs to pay for school.
So he did know about her little business ventures.
Well, maybe not.
It's so goddamn hot in here. I'm waiting to get malaria.
Well, you know, after sitting here getting swamp ass, I'll sell my underwear.
Another way you can take pictures of his self-circumcised penis.
Yeah. I don't know.
That could be a whole fetish, a self-circumcised penis.
It probably is. There's a fetish for fucking everything.
I just wish I would have had something sharper.
Than a butter knife?
than a can lid.
Another way Sharon made money, Brandy, was advertising pornographic videos under the pseudonym Nancy Carlson.
Were they homemade, or she
sold videos of unconscious women having sexual intercourse.
Oh, what? So she sold videos of rape.
Rape videos.
Apparently. I'm not a fan of that.
According to the Augusta Chronicle,
her
ad from October 1st, 1996 stated that she had just made a video of actual women willing and unwilling to be knocked out, drugged, under hypnosis, or chloroformed, I don't think she actually sold those. I think she just advertised it and she ripped people off.
Yeah, but what? No.
She was ripping off guys that got off on rape, so.
I don't like Sharon.
Okay. It's unclear whether these videos actually existed or not, as customers' reviews online complained that after the money was sent to Sharon, she would cash a check or money order but never send the videos.
Hey, that's the risk you run, you dirty fucking bastards.
Apparently, Sharon did quite well with her internet business, earning $35,000 in 1995.
Dude, I got to sell pictures of my feet. They're so pretty.
Although Sharon told her husband that she had an online business, he thought her activities were limited to writing ads and giving tips on home decoration. He had no idea of her sexual enterprises.
Wait a minute. So she's snapping pictures of him in his drawers, and he had no
idea.
Maybe
she told him it was for her, you know.
For her ad copy?
Yeah, maybe.
Fuck. He's fucking bullshit.
Maybe she couldn't get Marky Mark, so she got...
Fucking what the fuck?
Wasn't Marky Mark doing that in underwear ads back in the
day? Well, yeah, back in the day, but he knew he was doing underwear ads. This motherfucker
You ever did an underwear ad, Colonel?
Oh, no. Yeah, I've done the Colonel's.
Would you do them again?
I did one last week, so yeah.
All right.
The Colonel's Crotchless Crew Necks. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are
it was a long branding before Sharon would start...
The Colonel Hammock.
It wasn't long before Sharon would start earning additional money by becoming a phone sex operator, Brandy.
And her husband didn't know. where the fuck is her husband?
He's working. He's now, in construction.
You know what? He's bullshit.
He's not asking questions. She's making $35,000 a year.
I know, but don't sit there.
Ass.
But don't sit there and say, you know, oh, she took a picture of me in my underwear, but I had no idea what she would. Fuck this woman. I don't fucking like her.
She would receive phone calls at all hours of the day and night from men wanting to discuss their strange desires with her at $4 per minute.
$4 a minute.
Chuck, you need to get me set up on something. Can you do that?
We're going
to
hook you up with two lines.
I'll split it with you.
Two lines.
I'll split it with you. $4.
Can you do a Russian accent?
$4 a fucking minute? Don't advertise me Russian. Southern, maybe.
So, no, I think you could do
accents
Russian.
Are not my thing.
Okay.
Sharon kept a detailed record of her conversations, Brandy, and developed a steady stream of repeat customers.
Are you just hitting page two?
No, page three. She had men calling her who
wanted. You get a whole chapter here?
Because you won't
page,
fucking shut up. Let me get through
no,
it.
No, now he's pissy because he's only got one page.
Motherfucker, you're right. You're reading War and Peace over here. You give me one. Here's your part, Colonel.
She had men calling her Brandy. He wanted to discuss incest, interracial relationships, and bestiality.
Fuck this woman.
She probably had
a lot of people.
She probably had a moo during that.
Or bark.
Can you moo? Can you bark? Let's hear you. You too can own an internet business
for $4 a minute.
Come here.
You know what? With inflation.
Yeah, that'd be like $14 a minute now.
You need to get that set up.
Whatever their fetishes were, Brandy, Sharon would cater to them and cater to their every needs as long as they kept paying. Sharon's activity wasn't all business, however. She also, Brandy, had her own risque sexual fantasies that she actively sought to fulfill.
Fuck her.
Apparently, Sharon was eager to explore bondage and discipline, Colonel. Spending hours in chat rooms and reviewing internet bulletin boards that dealt with violent sexual fantasies.
Well, no, wait a minute. See, and here's the thing. There's a difference between bondage and being violent. There's a difference.
Okay, well, I don't know.
She's
getting
into this.
I don't have the dungeon that you have, Devil.
Well, you know, we had that specially built.
Yeah, it's soundproof. Yeah. Ain't bothering nobody.
As her activities were limited to cyberspace on American Online Usernet or IRC, Internet Relay Chat, her conversations with strangers included role play in which she would be tied up, tortured, and raped. Very disturbing conversations, but harmless since it was online.
Oh, yes, harmless. Fucking bitch. Yeah.
Sharon would masturbate obsessively during these conversations.
Who doesn't?
She became more distant from her husband, who knew nothing of his wife's dark fantasies.
Bullshit. I'm calling bullshit.
Come on, tell me you don't get on the phone and masturbate. So when the people are calling you up about the free cruises to Florida or whatever.
Say that slower,
it's
baby.
Like,
dude, I'm telling you, we got to start taking pictures of my feet.
Sharon would masturbate. Oh, yeah, she would masturbate. Though. It got to the point where Sharon could only find sexual gratification, Colonel, by discussing violent sex. Sharon began spending more and more time researching BDSM on the dark web. She downloaded pornographic materials, pictures of women hogtied and being tortured. So she should have been a member of our Facebook group.
Right.
Fuck this twat rag.
She became a member of the Submission Society, Brandy, which was a group of women dedicated to serving dominant men. She would spend as many as 20...
Hold on, where can I find these people?
Need your lawnmower.
Please keep your shirt down.
Goddamn hot.
He seemed to be getting
here.
Aroused there, wasn't he?
No,
reaching
right.
out and touching his nipple.
I look over at him and he's rubbing his titty. I don't need that.
It's fucking hot. I'm about to strip down to my goddamn boxers.
No, I know it's hot.
I mean,
if
this
you
is
do,
like,
we'll take a picture of it.
It's like a goddamn Hanoi Hilton over here.
Sharon would spend as many as 20 hours a day online interacting with like-minded people around the world.
Oh, my God.
By July 1996, Sharon was a fully dedicated member of the BDSM lifestyle. Anything about that? Fully dedicated.
Fully dedicated. She wasn't half-assing it.
She wasn't half-assing it. Yeah. She whole-assed it.
Although she was submissive by nature, Sharon was also a member of a queening group, in which men would pay her to discuss sitting on their face. She developed.
Okay.
Wait a minute.
If you're sitting on a man's face, how are you having a discussion?
Hold on. I'm going to write that down. You said queening?
Queening, yeah. That's when a woman sits on a guy's face. She developed.
I didn't know that had a name.
She developed quite a following, Brandy.
I thought it was called a mustache ride.
She developed quite a following, Brandy, in the group, what? As men far and wide, would, as far away as India, would send her money just for the promise that she would sit on them and crush them someday.
I can only think of one person I would want sitting on my face.
Who would that be, Colonel?
Chocolate Buddha.
Okay. Okay.
What the queening?
Chocolate Buddha. If there was a big chocolate Buddha, they could sit on my face for like...
Oh my God. Sharon used the internet to interact with a larger variety of people and shared her unconventional interests. Who shared her unconventional interests? She often ventured into hardcore pornographic chat rooms where subscribers were openly discussed their interests in necrophilia, bondage, fetish, and sadomasochism.
Hey, did you hear about the
what?
Guy?
Sadomasochism.
Timmy, did you hear Hold about on. The guy?
Go ahead.
That got kicked off the plane because he stunk so bad?
Yes.
And then he died of necrosis?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Timmy can't say sadomasochism.
I can't say sadomasochism. I can't say it. Okay.
Should have let me have that part instead of the one goddamn page you gave me.
Just because I'm not freaky like you guys, I'm not familiar with these terms like you guys
sadomasochism.
Wait a minute.
Sadomasochism?
At some point, Brandy, cybersex was no longer enough for you.
Well, it never really is.
She got tired of...
She got tired of twiddling her own tweeter.
Sticky keyboards. She longed desperately to escape her boring and stable life in Maryland and fulfill her darkest of desires.
Didn't her husband figure it out when her keyboard smelled like Long John Silver's?
Their cat was all over that keyboard.
That's
man.
Just vile. You, what's wrong with you?
Would a cat be all
bitch
over
is
that
nasty.
Keyboard?
That bitch is nasty. Yeah.
All right. Sharon did not discuss her violent sexual fantasies with her husband. Victor was a kind and gentle man. Perhaps Aww. She didn't think he would understand, or perhaps she felt he was too gentle to do what to her the things that she craved.
She didn't even ask.
All she had to do was ask.
In any event, Victor just assumed that Sharon was spending so much time on the computer to further develop her business.
Well, she was.
Sharon seemed dedicated.
If her business was being a skanky hoe...
Sharon seemed dedicated.
It seems to be.
Yeah.
Sharon seemed to be dedicated to making enough money to provide for them with a financial secure future. When Victor left for work in the morning, Sharon would already be on the computer working. When he came home at night, she would still be typing away at the keyboard.
With one hand.
Sometimes it would appear that she never moved all day. She would spend, as I said, up to 20 hours a day on the interwebs, Brandy, on the World Wide Web.
You know, I had somebody call me, I'm not going to say who they are. Everybody would know the name if I said it. She's someone who is my.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Spit it the fuck out.
She's my nemesis. Mm-hmm. And I said, oh, hello, you little scurvy skank.
Yeah.
And she said, so I'm a slut with a vitamin C deficiency. And I said, yes, eat more oranges and less dicks.
Timmy knows about scurvy.
Continue, Brandy.
It's not even a pirate.
Good. It was pretty good, Colonel. I appreciate your humor.
The more you know, for our listeners, eat more oranges, less dicks. Nobody will call.
Well, I think Sharon here likes the D. Well, I think we've established that she likes
that applies to you as well.
She likes the dick, Brandy. You got to admit that.
I admit she likes her fingers.
Okay. Continue.
God damn, somebody spray me down with a water hose here.
Continue with the life of Sharon LaPaca. Consensual murder.
I feel I'm in a fraternity and being hazed.
Maybe you are, maybe you're not. Sharon would stay on the computer late at night, long after Victor went to bed. She seemed determined, Victor thought, to make her businesses work.
Determined.
What he didn't know was that he was losing his wife as she slowly became addicted to the internet and sexual deviancy.
You know, internet addiction was a big problem back in the 90s, if you remember.
Still is.
Well, it still is, but, you know, people's got their phones and stuff now. But
yeah, those are on the internet, too.
Yeah, but, I mean, in the day, it was, some people would be hard to pull them away from their computer.
Now you can't pull them off their phone. Now you got porn on the go.
I know. I like that.
I know. As time went by, Sharon's fantasies grew more bizarre and more violent.
More bizarre and violent.
She started to explore cannibalism.
Ooh, what do you think about that, Brandy?
Seems like a natural progression.
Yeah. Well, you know, you get to satisfy two cravings.
Yeah, she's actually eating dick.
Well, she don't have to cook dinner. She don't, you know.
Jesus.
Yeah, she gets off. And she, all right,
so she started to explore cannibalism and communicated with men who professed fantasies of eating human flesh. Mm-hmm. That's fucking scary, dude.
I'm starting to get the vapors over here.
Sharon was politely, almost gingerly, soliciting partners for her own sexual masochism. Mm. In a news group devoted to cannibalism. What the fuck? She volunteered. What the fuck? She volunteered. She. What the fuck? She volunteered to be force-fed until she hit her goal weight of 475 pounds.
Sweet! But you know what? I ain't buying those motherfucking groceries. No. Fuck you. I want somebody who's on a diet, so I got to buy less food. I ain't taking your ass in, so I got to buy more food.
Oh, yeah. There's a fantasy of people want to get really, like, you know, my 600-pound life type of...
What? Who would want to take those people on? You got to buy, like, okay, buy me... Oh, honey, going to the store,
could you
buy
me
12 cans of Pringles?
Well, but first of all, look, here's the thing. Fucking what? First of all, you eat so much and your stomach will explode and you die, which may have been her thing. Like, to get to 475 pounds, you don't just do it overnight. Like, it takes some serious time.
And you'd be shooting some rockets out your ass, too.
Just something.
Yeah.
She said, I'm not interested in an email correspondence or a phone feeding.
So they did phone feedings.
Nope. Mm-hmm. And here we go. What I would really like is the real thing. She noted her willingness to relocate for the right person. Fatten me up, torture, and then devour me.
Oh, well, it makes sense if she's getting bigger for, like, the cannibal.
What the fuck? You are sitting here with a hoodie on, motherfucker. It is 112 degrees in here. Timmy's got a hoodie on.
He's worried about the knockout game.
I get a chill.
He might get a chill. Sharon used numerous pseudonyms and multiple persona in her internet messages. Using these masks allowed her anonymity and the freedom to pursue her unusual fantasies. According to the Washington Post, on November 3rd, 1996, one message Sharon posted stated that she had a fascination with torturing till death.
Hmm. Come over here. Let me feel your back, see if it's as sweaty as mine, devil.
It's not. And no. some of the identities she assumed during the chat room sessions included a 380-pound strict dominatrix and disciplinarian named Bambi. Yeah.
Bambi. Bambi
seems
was
like
hot.
A petite little thing, but yeah, go ahead.
Bambi loved to torture and humiliate men until they couldn't breathe.
So, pretty much like you.
Pretty much like every woman I've ever met.
Yeah, torture and humiliate until we just decide, you know what, fuck it, I'm just going to stand in traffic.
Bambi claimed to have caused the death by suffocation of at least three admirers.
Oh.
But like Sharon's entire life at this
point. Run out of them at that at right. some point.
But like Sharon's entire life at this point, it was bullshit.
Well, you know, and he is, and I, this is a public service thing. I'm just going to throw this out there.
Okay.
Okay.
Public service announcement, Brandon.
You know how the bags, they say these are not toys, right?
Right.
Don't put them on your head because, but the thing is, you can get, there's such a thing
That's
as
a thing.
Vaginal suffocation. Because the woman, you know, drops yeah. down on the man and then all of a sudden a little seal forms around his head or his face from the...
Around his head.
Yeah. Well, because she's probably got a...
Got to be careful.
Somewhat extended vaginal area.
So, wait a minute. So, you're going splunking.
Right. And then all of a sudden the seal forms.
And there's
forms,
a seal like a jellyfish
anymore.
On
right.
your face.
You can't breathe anymore.
Like a
anymore.
Succubus.
And then you're just...
You're a fucking idiot. That's the problem.
Tell me it can't happen with this woman.
Which is why I use the scuba mats, Colonel. it solves that problem.
You got to get oxygen.
Timmy,
you got to get oxygen.
Timmy uses a splatter screen.
Yeah, he does. Timmy been through that before. He knows
he's
about.
Learned.
Yeah, damn near
Hard
lost
way.
An eye.
That's right. Sharon also claimed to be a screen actress named Nancy Carlson, who would offer to star in customized sex videos for a price, and she claimed to be a shapely 5'6" beauty. The North Carolina News and Observer found more than 50 such messages of Sharon's over a several-month investigation. Many were found on the internet sites such as, write these down, fetishfeet.com.
Okay.
I'm just going to copy and paste from the script.
Well, write that down. So then we
Fetish feet. Okay.
Yeah,
got
we can
it.
Send my feet.
I'm going to be your agent. Is this
yeah,
what this is?
This okay. That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Am I getting like
feet?
10%,
you know
12%?
Got,
what
we'll,
am I getting?
We'll negotiate it later because you know I got some cute feet.
You do got some nice feet. I'll give you that, devil.
Yeah. And sexbondage.com.
Okay. Sex, I don't think you want to get into
that
one. Okay.
I'm not there. Although the details of her ads varied to a degree, the overriding theme of Sharon's messages was that she wanted to be tortured and killed.
That seems reasonable enough.
I'm sweating.
Why are you stroking your nipple? For?
I don't know.
I'm trying to get my shirt off my chest so I don't get sweat. I don't know what... was this a joke you two were playing on me? Like, how much can he take?
Often, she would post messages on the internet looking for a man to satisfy her wish.
Okay.
By the summer of 96, Sharon's fantasies were spiraling out of control.
So she's like Make-A-Wish... right now.
It was becoming more difficult for Sharon to distinguish reality from fantasy.
Much like Timmy.
Yeah. There were numerous responses to Sharon's messages offering to fulfill her fantasy. Most eventually withdrew when they discovered that Sharon's requests were serious. But there was one man.
I'm not going down there. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
But there was one man willing to give Sharon.
Is. Oh, hold my beer. I can take this bitch.
Yeah. Willing to give Sharon exactly what she desired. Yeah, hold my beer. Yeah. That should be a website.
Yeah. Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Robert. Okay, you have Robert Bobby. So is his
All right.
is his name Rob Bobby or is it
you
Bobby?
Read,
goddamn
you know what? I write
driver.
The script, you read it, okay?
Okay. Robert Bobby Frederick Glass was a 45-year-old computer analyst who worked for the Catawba County, North Carolina government.
Yeah, thank you for your service.
I think Catawba County's in South Carolina, but whatever. Bobby, as he was known to friends, sure.
Yeah, well, Robert.
Robert Bobby.
Robert Bobby.
Wasn't he in Talladega Nights?
That's what I was saying. This motherfucker in NASCAR running the second circuit or something?
All right. Let's see. Bobby. Was a productive worker who was responsible for programming tax rolls and keeping track of gas consumption of county vehicles.
Okay.
He worked for Catawba County for almost 16 years.
Nice.
He was also...
He probably got a nice little retirement plan, wouldn't you think, girl?
I would think so, yeah.
Mm. Probably get good health benefits.
Here's where... because you get carpal tunnel. But here's the interesting part.
Okay.
Finally. Okay, so he's a computer analyst.
Yeah,
I think she took a
shot. Not just a computer analyst, a computer enthusiast.
Oh, okay.
He's an enthusiast.
And he's an analthusiast.
Yes, an analthusiast.
Analthusiast.
There you go. Yes. Let's see. According to Sherry, his wife of 14 years.
Oh.
Yeah. But
she should know.
In an interview with the Washington Post, she lamented that he had more passion for his hard drive than his marriage.
Okay, so he wasn't banging his ex-wife, but what she's trying to say there, yeah. Colonel.
Evidently, he's sticking his dick in the computer. Mm-hmm. Sherry.
Well, that's when they had the big 3x5.
That's when they had the floppy disk.
The floppy disk, yeah. He was beating it with a floppy.
Sherry Glass stated in an interview that her husband had lost his attraction for her. Sherry said the final straw was when her children asked why their father didn't love her any longer. I can see that.
Taylor asked Renee that all.
In May of 96, Bobby and Sherry separated. Shortly thereafter, Sherry moved from the family home with their three children, daughters aged 10, 7, and a son 6.
So the family broke up. That's sad, Brandy.
It may have been more than a lack of love that caused the breakup of the Glass family.
What else could have done that?
According to Sherry Glass, there were other marital problems that few had known about. Okay. Daily, Bobby had spent countless hours typing on his computer, and Sherry eventually became suspicious. One day, she logged on. Well, that's, you got to be careful.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to choose a good password there.
And found worrisome emails saved on the hard drive. The messages, she told the Washington Post, which had been posted under the pseudonyms Toy Man and Slow Hand.
Ooh, Slow Hand.
I want a man with a slow hand.
Alarmed her. They alarmed her because of their raw, violent, and disturbing nature.
Mm. Raw, violent, and disturbing, Colonel.
After dinner one evening, she confronted her husband. Sherry later said that all of the color had drained out of his face.
I bet it did.
I bet, yeah. She realized there was this side to Bobby that was unknown to her. Despite this alarming discovery, Sherry recalled him as generally pleasant, hardworking, and amiable.
Yeah, except when he's eating overweight women from North Carolina.
Right. It would not be long before Bobby would meet Sharon
Lepaka.
I've lost 8 pounds.
And both of their lives would be changed forever. In August of 1996, Bobby and Sharon became acquainted while visiting the various sexually-oriented internet chat rooms.
Mm.
Bobby displayed a fetish for inflicting pain.
What do you think of that, Colonel? Fetish for inflicting pain?
I don't think it's a fetish. I think it's a skill.
Well, depends on where you know, if you want to be in Mossad.
Well, that's true.
Skill set. ISIS.
ISIS.
Skill set. U.S. government.
Mm-hmm. Or any just it. any married woman in general that you guys take a class, right? Like how to inflict pain.
Like I could tell you that.
That's true.
Let's see. Whereas Sharon exhibited a desire to be tortured. Mm-hmm. In an email message to Bobby, Sharon asked him to fulfill her fantasy. Sharon wrote to Bobby that she wanted to be bound and strangled as she approached an orgasm. Bobby responded to her message.
You know what? Hold on. Now, we've been talking about crazy kinky thing. You'll hear a post about that every day on History Dweebs. Every day somebody on History Dweebs posting how they want to be strangled while having an orgasm.
Our Facebook page, I don't think, is normal.
Goddamn right it ain't. Those motherfuckers need Jesus over there.
Well, they're going to come to the Carmel Revival.
Yeah,
I was going
to say. Yeah, they are.
Aren't you
going to
take care of that?
Oh, I'm going to lay some hands on some people.
Can we sell pictures of my feet?
Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
That's going to, instead of t-shirts.
Well, you know what? I think you start out with a tough one. Like, you take Amber up there, Amber Creek.
No, I ain't taking Amber up in no kind of.
And you save her.
No. No,
and then
no,
the other
no,
ones
no.
will just flock to you.
Yeah.
No, because if I save Amber, I will be.
You'll be spent.
What it will take, I will need 6-7 days in bed just recovering.
You need
that.
An old priest and a young priest.
Yeah, I need old priest, young priest. I need a fire hose with holy water. I'm going to need a torch.
Bobby responded to her message.
We love Amber, though.
We do.
We do love Amber.
All the Colonel's bad girls. Karen.
Absolutely.
Hi.
Karen.
Yeah.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Okay. Bobby responded to her message by describing in depth how he would fulfill her wish. Email correspondence between the two lasted for several months.
Okay.
An investigator in the case would later say that if you pulled all their messages together, you'd have a very large novel.
Ooh.
Which became 50 Shades of Grey later on. Mm-hmm. Police were able to recover almost 900 pages.
50 Shades of Robbie.
Yeah. Bobby.
50 Shades of Colonel. I'm halfway through it, Timmy.
They got 900 pages of emails between these two dipshits. On the morning of October 13th, 1996, Sharon drove her blue Honda Civic.
Important to know.
Great gas mileage. To the train depot in Baltimore, Maryland, telling Victor that she was going to visit friends in Georgia.
Where's our key grip or our best boy? Somebody give me a goddamn Gatorade.
Gatorade for the colonel.
My electrolytes are all out of balance here.
Instead, she boarded the 9:15 a.m. train to Charlotte, North Carolina.
On that midnight train to Charlotte, leaving woo, on woo.
Woo, woo. I love that part where they go, ooh, woo. Y'all.
Ooh, y'all.
At about 8:45 that evening, good she God. Arrived. She arrived in Charlotte, woo, woo. Where Bobby was waiting.
Oh, I'd rather live in his world than live without him.
Live
in my.
Without him in woo, my. Woo.
Together,
my
they,
world, his world, my, I don't know the rest, but it's a good song.
What the hell?
I like Gladys Knight and the Pips. I saw them twice.
I was a Pip for a short time.
Mm-hmm. Of course you are.
He's late.
I stood
so,
out.
The best thing that ever happened to me. Woo-hoo.
So her and
woo-hoo.
Sharon and Bobby.
Hold on. Great one.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah, okay. There you go.
So Sharon and Bobby have one of those where? Big old meetings at the train station.
It's
slow up. Motion. Okay, anywho.
Y'all.
Pimps.
Well, really, I would rather live in his world than live without him in mine.
Oh, who wouldn't?
So together, they
drove. If loving him is wrong, I don't want to be right.
I don't think that that's a song of theirs.
Oh, okay. That was just a thought.
Barbara Mandrell, though.
Well, right. But not Gladys Knight. Right. There's a lot of differences there.
I'm about to bust out some Judds here in a minute.
I love the Judds.
You know her daughter's in prison?
Which one? Wynonna?
Wynonna Judd, yeah.
She's in prison?
For meth.
Oh, is she?
I think you made that up.
No, I swear to God. It was this week. She went
look it up.
Yeah, look it up.
First of all, and I do like Wynonna Judd, but mm-hmm. she doesn't strike me as a meth head.
No, not her. Her daughter. Her daughter.
Wynonna Judd's daughter.
What, is she the singer?
The singer. Wynonna okay. is the singer.
Okay. You keep going. I'll look it up.
Yeah, the singer's daughter.
I'm a crack researcher here.
Was on probation.
Wynonna Judd's daughter.
And she violated probation, and she was... Okay. Arrested and
doesn't have anything shit to do with apple butter or what we're doing.
She's got like 8 years.
Okay, so they, uh-huh. both of them, drove the 80 miles from the station in his pickup truck to his trailer home.
To the trailer home.
Woo, woo! In Lenoir, North Carolina. Woo, woo. The events that followed later became a source of speculation amongst investigators.
Speculation?
Woo, woo!
In the note that Sharon left for her husband, Victor, she said that they would not be returning and told him not to go after her killer. She also wrote, if her body were never retrieved, don't worry. Know that she is at peace.
She at peace?
Woo! Woo!
Fucking really? Now, wait a minute. I want you to keep in mind that half the time when you do that, he squalls like a bitch because that's too loud. We got to cut that out. That's so loud. Don't do that. That's a stop. So now he's all like Jimmy, join in.
Woo woo.
No, he's just come over to the colonel's side.
Woo woo.
Just breed, please, and bring some goddamn life to
here's
this.
Here's the thing: when we get complaints because you fucking blown out people's ears, I don't want to fucking hear it. Woo, I'm gonna blame woo. Both of you. I'm gonna be like, these fucking twat wads did it.
Continue, Brandy. Let's get on with the
I'd
story.
I'd like to.
This is ridiculous.
Yeah, this is taking way too goddamn long.
When he read the note, Victor started to panic and began calling Sharon's family and friends in search of his wife.
But it's an odd note.
When his search turned up no leads, Victor contacted the police.
The police!
It woo, is woo. Against the law for adults to move away of their own free will.
There's no law against that, Brandy.
The police were at first reluctant to get involved. If Sharon no longer wanted to be married, it was her business.
Her business.
The nature of the letter did disturb police, however, and they reluctantly filed a missing persons report. It became clear after a few days that Sharon wasn't coming back. The police, I thought her letter made that fairly clear, but whatever. The police turned over the investigation to a sergeant with their newly created computer crimes department.
Oh, computer crimes, Timmy.
After reviewing the hard drive on ooh, Sharon's home computer,
hard drive. Yeah. We examined my hard drive.
I got a hard drive for you.
Detectives found substantial evidence in Sharon's computer linking her to Bobby Glass. The local police in Maryland notified the police in North Carolina, who monitored Bobby's trailer for several days.
Trailer!
Trailer!
Woo, woo. It was hoped that Sharon would be found alive at his residence, but she was not seen during the stakeout.
Well, she don't, if she can't live in his world, she don't want to live without him. Right?
No.
On October 25th.
She don't want to be dead in his world because this is a trailer.
On October 25th, a local judge issued a issued the police a search warrant for Bobby's trailer.
Okay.
Investigators arrived at Bobby's home while he was at work. Oh, this motherfucker's still going to work.
I mean, just because you kill somebody don't mean you can't stop working.
Well, the property surrounding the...
You got to admire the guy's reliability. When
the property surrounding the turquoise trailer...
Oh, yeah, of course it was.
...was littered with rotten garbage and abandoned toys. The interior
I'd be a little concerned about those abandoned toys.
Yeah.
Well...
They probably got the HIV on them.
The interior was fucked up, too. Right. Still, they found items belonging to Sharon, as well as drug and bondage paraphernalia, child pornography, fuckers, and a pistol and thousands of computer disks. 75 feet from the trailer, an officer discovered a fresh mound of soil. After digging only 2 feet beneath the mound, they found Sharon's decomposing remains.
Woo! Woo!
Caldwell County investigator D.A. Brown told the Washington Post that if the body had been buried in the woodlands behind the trailer, they'd have never found her. The same day, Bobby...
Poor planning.
Well, they probably could have. They just had to... It wasn't just in his buried in his front yard with some fresh dirt on it.
The same day, Bobby... Police arrested
Bobby.
Took
a little bit more
workplace.
Effort.
They just... Yeah. That motherfucker... I ain't going in those woods. There's copperheads down there.
Okay, so they arrest Bobby at his workplace, and according to Capital News Service, Sharon Lapaca case was the first time a police unit... captured a murder suspect based primarily on evidence obtained through emails.
Now, let me tell you something. That's just poor planning right there.
Now we're coming up with Colonel's part, and that's the climax.
It's the climax. Because...
You're bitching that it's hot in here. You're putting out most of the hot fucking air. Will you sit and fucking read this?
Okay, now sit back, listeners, and enjoy the tale of Bobby going to prison. While in custody.
Is that a separate tale?
It's a separate tale. It's the epilogue. Devil. And epilogue means ending.
Woo, 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 woo.
You're an idiot.
Continue, Colonel. Don't let her bother you. She's only upset because I don't give her
God
the good
damn,
parts.
You eating a donut? There's donuts
You're
in here. I'm sweating
right.
my balls off, and you ain't even
motherfuckers. Come on.
While in custody.
I'm sure Sharon ate a few donuts while she was trying to get up the 700.
If I can make an extra $35K a year by eating some donuts, fucking bring that shit.
Woo woo woo. Continue, Colonel.
While in custody, Bobby was interviewed about the events surrounding the alleged murder of Sharon. Now, Bobby went in to tell investigators that for several days, he and Sharon had acted out their violent sexual fantasies.
Violent sexual fantasies, Randy.
Robert Bobby.
Robert Bobby.
Hold on, Nate.
Yes?
Now, this is where it gets disturbing.
Is it?
As if you,
it hasn't been disturbing yet?
Bobby told investigators that for several days, he and Sharon acted out these violent sexual fantasies, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he confessed that Sharon had willingly allowed him to tie her up with rope and probe her with objects from around the house. And that is why you can never find your goddamn phone or car keys. So anyway.
Because they're lost in Sharon's plot?
Yes. It's like, where anybody, are we out of milk again? Oh, no, it's up in her vagina. Anyway, Bobby always also admitted that Sharon allowed
That's where
him,
all those extra, those single socks go.
Those missing socks, yeah.
Warm milk is the worst.
Bobby admitted that Sharon allowed him to tie a rope around her neck and tighten it as she climaxed during intercourse. Actually, those were the throes of death, Bobby, not an orgasm.
Well, maybe she got off. Yeah, maybe it was both.
Bobby claims it's all an accident. It happened in the throes of violent sexual activity.
What do you think about his excuse, Brandy?
I think there's kiddie porn there. Arrest his fucking ass and throw
him
in
jail. He even said he didn't know who pulled the rope. He never wanted to kill her, but she was dead. So it was sent, the body was sent to Dr. John Butts.
B-U-T-T-S.
He has a
medical examiner.
He has a specialty.
Woo, woo.
The autopsy report.
What was that?
Autopsy?
Hey.
Stated that the cause of death was strangulation and sexual torture mutilation. He believes Sharon died 3 days before she arrived there. Now, Neil Beach said that the autopsy report... 3 days before she arrived? Huh?
3 days before she arrived?
Yes, you walk slow. You walk slow when you're dead. Now, search warrants, affidavits released by police stated that Sharon intended to meet Bobby specifically to be tortured and killed. Captain Danny Barlow sounds like somebody from Blue Bloods.
Where's Dr. Butts at?
Oh, Butts is just lagging behind here.
Wait a minute. So... she was mutilated. So wait a minute. Did he continue to fuck her after she was dead?
Well, wait, no sense stopping at that point.
Yeah, no. I mean, until she.
I mean, you're still gonna feel. You're gonna feel bad either way. Yeah.
She already had a decaying vagina, so he couldn't tell she was dead.
Well, her shit was probably nasty and wore out anyway.
Well, she's got all these household items in there.
Yeah, yeah.
Goddamn Tupperware.
He had to move the whisk.
Yeah. So Bobby was charged with first-degree murder.
First-degree murder, Brandy.
The case stretched out for 3 years following a bunch of delays, but on January 2000, he pled guilty to voluntary manslaughter as well as 6 counts of second-degree sexual exploitation of a minor. The latter charges resulted from the pornographic material found on his computer.
Fucking throw away the key. Fuck
he was
him.
Sentenced to 36 to 53 months in prison for the manslaughter of Sharon La-La-La-La-Padaka. And 21 to 36 months for the child porn.
Fuck that.
He was sent to the Mitchell Correctional Institute in North Carolina, and just 2 years behind bars, Bobby was granted parole.
Parole, Brandy.
Parole.
It gets better. Don't worry. Don't worry. Don't stress out. Continue, Colonel.
Parole.
Mm-hmm. Woo-woo.
Yet, there is a God, devil.
Hit me.
On February 2002, 2 weeks before his release, Bobby started to feel a little bit dizzy at breakfast.
Oh, does he have a brain tumor?
Well, then he said to the guard, I got a little bit of chest pain here.
Awesome angina.
And then later that day, Bobby just dropped over dead as a motherfucker right in the middle of the commissary as he was about to get him a Snickers bar, devil.
Was he masturbating at the time?
He was not.
It seems like that would
he
be a
thing.
He
was pronounced dead at 51 years old.
Fuck dead him. At 51 years old. Dead at 51 years old.
Woo, woo!
Fuck him.
He said, I'd rather live in her world than live without her in my
world.
Do you
his
think
world.
Sexual...
What, Colonel? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt, Colonel.
Do you think there's sexual mutilation in the afterlife, Timmy?
I hope so.
Do you think there's bondage?
I think it depends on where you go.
Can a vagina cause you have an vagina? It could.
Oh, doctor, help me. I'm having some vagina here.
I'm having some vagina pains in my chest. Yeah.
Oh, this chest pain in my chest. I think it's vagina. That's what you get for letting those.
Well, you know, once she decayed and everything, they probably found all those household items.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, look at us. We're some lucky some bitches here.
Brandy, your final thoughts on consensual murder, the death of Sharon LaPaca.
Ooh, nice.
Your final nice thoughts, Brandy.
You even got nice looking feet inside your gym shoes,
you
devil.
You already know that's right. Foot pictures will be on sale for DweebCon.
Oh,
we'll
good.
Have those out. Check out the website
for
before
Patreon
then.
Sponsors.
We will make an announcement.
We have a DweebCon coming up in October, of course. We're all going to be there. We want you to come to Cincinnati and join us. For more information, go to our Facebook page at History Dweebs, the podcast. Brandy, your final thoughts on Sharon LaPaca.
I just told you my goddamn final thoughts.
They're
pieces of shit. She's a piece of shit. That guy's a piece of shit. You want to do that shit, that's fine, but they got kiddie porn and bestia. Fuck those people. Fuck her.
Colonel, Brandy's a little opinionated. What's your final thoughts, Colonel, on Sharon LaPaca, the death?
Look at that foot, Tim. Look at that
that's
foot.
A nice foot.
Okay.
You want to take a picture and put it on the Facebook page?
I think that I think this shows the danger of spending too much time on the internet to me.
Oh, okay.
Because one day you're playing World of Warcraft, right? And then the next thing you know, you're strangling some skanky-ass woman and shoving lamps up a vagina in your trailer.
Woo,
woo, woo. Yeah.
All right.
And I don't mean the little lamps. I mean like the floor lamp.
Right, right.
Devil what, got over there.
You know, if you put one up there that you can clap.
It's like, well, it's.
Ooh, what if they put the clapper up there and her light was turned on and off?
And yeah. That's what she did. She when she got there, she was like, no, I've taken good care of it. Here, put your hand in there. And he's like, okay. And
you think we could get $25 for that picture?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, post that on the Facebook page. Okay.
And then put your other hand in there.
I'll do it later when it makes sense. Shoved it,
got all the way elbow deep.
I see, Colonel.
And she's like, okay, now bowl. And he's like, well, it's kind of hard to bowl in there. You know, he's like, I see, I told you it was tight.
Can't clap your hands.
Can't clap your hands, right?
Colonel, we would like to thank all of those.
All of our wonderful Patreon
sponsors.
Now,
this is, and for those of you who give to Patreon, this is how you get such quality programming.
This is what keeps us going week after week after week.
That's right, because without your donations, we wouldn't be able to bring you quality stories.
No, podcasts aren't cheap, goddammit.
So we do thank all of you.
They could be trashy, but they ain't cheap.
We thank you for your support. And if you would like to contribute to our Patreon, just go to patreon.com/historydweebs, where you can give a little or you give a lot. Or
you can give us just the tip there, just a wee little bit to me.
All right, Colonel, give a shout-out to all of our wonderful supporters.
Jim Seabright, Andrew Scammell, Tommy Lane, Jason Dykes, Terry Stratford, Brandy McBride, love Brandy, Jennifer Svoda, Per Westman, Maggie Glover, Gracie's mom, Erica Kinney, Hyro, The Comeback Podcast, LK Barr, Reen, Marissa, Bridget Clavey, Phyllis Munson, Jennifer Gorica-Smith, Stephen Potts, Anna Garrett, Ben Dobrovich, Ursula, Clark and Diane, they're back in the country, right?
Yes.
Beth Ann Wallen, Michelle Johns, Margaret McDonald, Aaron Turner, Jess, Leanne Flanagan, Julia Rodriguez, Mike Sadler, Jamie Dent, Tyrone, Marsha Boris, Stacey Alsop, Jody and Sean Wells, Amber Anderson, They Walk Among Us, Ben and Roseanne, our dear friends, Lorna Violet, Michael Deo, Kelly Charette, Karen Widener. Let's see, the crazy Callie Jones. I wish she would come to Dweeb Fest
so I could
put some healing on that girl, because she needs Jesus too.
Mm-hmm.
Lauren Meredith, Jessica Greeno, Mike Brown from Pleasing Tara, lovely Sarah Bloom, Amber Croup, Laura O'Reilly, Christine Bourgeois, Kimberly Cameron, Elise Edrington, History Goes Bump, Andrew Trevino, Annette Petre, Lise, Lahara Lopez, Alicia and Chip Mincy, Markia Smith, Jeff and Dawn from Backroads of History and Poems by Jeff, Andrew Happ, Karen Barnes, Rachel Flynn, Shirley Squirrely Strap, Todd Long, Melissa Montoya, Maja, Shelly Garrett, who had a birthday. Happy birthday, Shelly.
Yes, happy birthday, Shelly and Rachel.
Carol Elise, Kristen Malachowski, Adam McWaters, The Rants and Reason Podcast, Timmy.
A quality podcast.
If you don't like the cussing here, you won't get it there, but if you don't like cussing, fuck yourself anyway. If you don't like cussing, why the fuck are you hanging around this long?
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Maybe they listen for our singing, Colonel.
The Vanish Podcast, Paula Kimes. Canadian True Crime, Christy Lee.
Yes, the Australian turned Canadian.
Yeah, people think that those Canadians are all polite, but you know, they kill people and shit up there too.
Yeah, they do kill people up there.
Charlie from Inside, Angela Santos, Lydia Wilson Foster, Kim Stroop, Nicole Adams, Ron Monasterio, Tracy Smith, Bridget Bernard, Stacy, Cheryl Weldon, Lady Beverly.
Hey, Beverly. Who posted a photo of herself. It was lovely.
Oh, did she? I didn't see it.
Lovely.
Yeah, she's
photo.
Beautiful.
I got to see it. Oh, she is beautiful. She is beautiful. And her daughter, Alexandra.
Mm-hmm.
And her husband's a handsome man.
And her dog.
And her dog, yeah. She's got life. She's winning.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Lane, Veronica Moreno, Rudy.
The Wonder Dog.
Wonder Dog, the world's most dangerous canine, Timmy.
He is indeed.
I told you he saved a river otter, right?
Yes.
Okay.
He's a good dog.
He is a good dog. You hear the stories all the time that the NRA perpetuates about a good guy with a gun?
Mm-hmm.
They never tell the story about a good guy with the canines, Timmy.
No.
Do you know how many crimes Rudy has stopped?
Oh, I know. He's a crime stopper.
Because he don't carry a gun? Nobody
dog
puts him
without
on
a gun.
Yeah, he's like Andy Griffith.
Mm-hmm.
And the woman we do this show for, Dottie Scott. Dottie, we love you.
We love you.
We're
Mom.
Sorry there was only one death in there. We know you like at least four, but we'll try to get to that next week.
Yes. Join us next time on History Dweebs. Bye, everyone.
Good day.